Hey everybody, and welcome to another weekly update. This episode was filmed on the 2nd of June 2023. Now, it's been glorious here in Scotland all week, and I've had the pleasure of being able to move my work office outside and do my work out there. And thankfully, there's not been too many lawnmowers or jet washing or other power tools on the go, so it's been actually really pleasant to be working outside for a change. I also passed the FinOps Certified Practitioner exam this week, so that's been a good achievement to get under my belt. And as cost optimization is a key thing that everyone's talking about at the moment, it's good to continue my own learning journey on that road as well. So I'd encourage anyone to have a look at the FinOps information and training, and have a look at if that can help you or if something you can add to your skill set as well. Now, as we had Microsoft Build last week, it's been a bit quiet on the news front, but let's see what's been happening. So first of all, there's been new documentation released that will help you manage your stream analytics projects from GitHub's CI/CD pipeline capabilities. So this new documentation will help you set up the entire build, test and deployment process of stream analytics. So I'll put a link to the documentation in the show notes. So that's great to see those kind of capabilities coming to other services and being able to adopt that kind of DevOps mentality with stream analytics. Now, Zone Redundant Storage, or ZRS, for Azure Disk Storage is now available on Azure Premium SSD and Standard SSD in additional regions. So we've seen it come to Brazil South, UK South, yay, thank you for that, East US, East US 2, and South Central US regions. Now, with this ZRS storage, you get synchronous replication of data across the three availability zones in a region. And that means that disks are really tolerant to failures across the region. So one case I see a lot of people using ZRS and shared disks is to provide high availability for your SQL failover cluster instances and things like that as well. So I think it's SAP as well as another use case for that. So it's great to see ZRS for Azure Disk Storage coming to the UK South. I know that'll please a few folk I've been talking to over the last few months. Now, the last bit of news is around Azure Files, and that's had an increase in root directory handle limit per share. So it's been increased from 2,000 to 10,000 for standard and premium file shares. Now, this improvement will benefit those applications that keep open handles on the root directory open. For example, if you're using like Azure Virtual Desktop and FS Logic profile containers, that can now support up to 10,000 users. A bit quiet this week, but hopefully you've enjoyed this update. I'm going to be taking a few weeks break from these videos as I'm on holiday for the next 3 weeks and won't be anywhere near technology or computer. I will have a camera to take pictures of my travels. My next video, my next weekly update video will be on the 30th of June, folks. So I'll catch you then.